Many years ago, I remember reading an interview with the late Edward Abbey, in which he said he was willing to rail about our abuses of nature half the time if he could be lost in the desert alone the other half. Mary Oliver, poet laureate of wrens and owls, who died recently, also rejoiced in the great family of things. "If you pay attention," she once said, "you see more." And unlike Abbey, she never scolded humanity about environmental missteps. Instead, she wrote of the beauty and mystery of nature in language so gorgeous her poems urge me outside. With that in mind, I took the dog snowshoeing the other day. Well, I was on snowshoes. The dogs didn't need them. It was close to sunset, and I could have kicked back and opened a book, but I'd been indoors all day, and the dog's insistence tipped the scales. As the sky, the whole darkening mass of it, began to transmute from blue-gray to black, I let them out, strapped on my snowshoes, and together we followed the pasture fence downhill. At the old logging road, we headed west, the dogs barking ahead and me trudging along behind. A groomed snowmobile trail intersects the logging road and threads through the heart of the woods-rimmed valley. If we kept going north, we could have snowshoed all the way to Canada. But as the sky darkened and merged into the shadow of the hills, we plodded south. There was no moon. And with every step I took down the trail, the dogs, overcome with enthusiasm, stuffed their faces into coyote tracks, one after the other, pockmarking the snow like crazed posthole diggers. The night was beyond beautiful, and it reminded me that both Abby and Oliver understood that to help the earth, you need to love the earth. And to love the earth, you need to know it intimately, and to listen to its language, that earthly and provocative chorus of animate and inanimate beings, and then to be open to scenes that move you for reasons you might not fathom.